T.
H.
Fuck you, Zach.
No, you were supposed to call me something else. That's okay.
Yeah, no, yeah.
We'll do it later.
Okay. Okay, so day, what is it, day three, day four without sports?
I've lost count.
Zach and I have hit that point where we are actively betting on a simulated NBA 2K game, and it is not going well. I have the Pacers minus 5.5 against the Cavs, and the Cavs are currently up by 9 points. So,
oh, God. You're done, dude. No way.
Quick unit loss for me, it looks like.
It's okay. We got four more games after this.
Yeah, four more games. We'll get into those later if we want to.
Yep.
Can I take a game?
Yeah, we've already bet on them, right?
No, you're not getting winner. We're all betting this.
What?
What do you mean? It's not a fucking tournament.
Oh. You can't bet. We're not doing over unders. We're just doing spreads, and it's like,
how do I have a dog in the fight? What do you mean? I already bet on it.
You can't bet because
yeah, he can. He can pick a side.
Oh yeah, I guess totally. Who pays him?
Scott. Okay, listen, Scotty. Our next game after this is Miami +3.5
it's
at
on the
Portland.
Board.
Then after that, Boston -5.5 at San Antonio.
Mm.
Brooklyn +2 at LA Lakers.
Mm.
And Thunder +7.5 at LA Clippers.
Okay, I've got one.
What is it?
I'm taking San Antonio at home.
All right, so you're taking San Antonio. So do I. I have that as well. Zach has Boston. So if
Zach just
San Antonio covers Zach, you just owe us both.
I give one of you... like you get half the payment? Like you split the payment in half?
No, you just give us both.
What?
Yeah. No, you don't cut any payments. But then you'll get double the money if you win.
But if I... Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, double the money. Okay, exactly. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, so I got Scotty down. San Antonio +5.5.
We just increased Zach's bet for no reason. So sorry, but sorry, Zach. This is how much you're betting.
Well,
I don't care.
You're already up one if Cleveland holds on to
that. Yeah, I don't care.
So,
guys, I have so much. I have.
Cavs can't fucking miss, dude.
We've got not to. This is a humble brag, but not to brag. But I have so much money right now.
Okay.
We've hit our bonuses at work with Amazon the last 7 weeks in a row. So. Let's just say I'm rolling in it. So, nope, it's...
Did you just
name drop your company?
Yeah,
My card always works.
You know who's not rolling in it? The Pacers.
Nope. It's 31-24.
And I was up for it at the end of the first quarter.
Hold for the last shot!
Zach...
Oh!
Oh, my God. Zach also came in. The first thing he bragged to me about was how much sex he's been having. I'm like, I wanted to know that.
Coronavirus has got all the ladies all revved up. They're like, this might be our last days on Earth.
Isn't rolling in cash right now?
You?
The Cardinals. Because they're paying it to DeAndre Hopkins.
Exactly.
So I wonder how much money he's going to get.
NFL, our savior this week.
It really is.
So,
I know, right?
So no sports, but the NFL said free agency, it's on.
It's on.
NFL draft.
On like
still,
a prawn who yawns at dawn.
Still going on. Everything, you know, NFL-wise, on cue, even though Scotty said it wasn't. But,
I didn't say that.
The Office.
I didn't say that, bitch.
You said the free agency was canceled.
Stupid bitch.
Did you not?
What? No. I said it likely would be. I would assume it would be.
So, by far
Along
the craziest
the
story.
I was being pessimistic.
By far the craziest story.
You guys are 37% from the floor, by the way.
63% in the first quarter.
Shut up.
Craziest story of the day was David Johnson to Houston, along with a second round pick this year and a fourth round pick next year for DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth to Arizona. So
our top listener, David, I wish he listens every week. Shout out to David. I wish he was here. He's a Texans fan. A good friend of mine was in my wedding party. I bought him a hoodie that says Air Hopkins on it with the Air Jordan logo.
Yeah,
he wears it like almost every day. So shout out to David. I feel for you. Hopkins was his favorite player. I'm sorry, you guys got fleeced.
You know what my favorite part of the whole trade was?
What's that?
My favorite part of the whole trade was it didn't come out that DeAndre Hopkins was a part of this trade until later. So it was just like the Texans traded for David Johnson for like an hour, and I was like, everyone's
right.
Like, oh my God, okay. D-Hop,
that's pretty crazy.
Will Fuller, Kenny Stills, David Johnson,
yeah.
They're like, what a freak offense, and then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins, only the top three wide receiver in the NFL, is also going to Arizona.
Right.
Three?
Absolutely top three.
Top two?
Top. Top? He's the best wide receiver in the league.
I mean, Julio Jones, Michael Thomas is an argument.
I would say Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is the only, is yeah, the only argument I would too. That you could make.
I would take Michael Thomas.
I would you could argue that, yeah.
Okay. Top two. But it's just wide receivers traded for a first-round pick. Randy Moss, Odell Beckham, Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks twice, Keyshawn Johnson.
Brandon Cooks twice.
Peerless Price, Joey Galloway, Roy hilarious. Williams, Percy Harvin, DeAndre Hopkins, no.
Percy Harvin was a... Oh.
I think to the Seahawks, right?
Yikes.
The Seahawks to the... who do you get traded to?
Did it he was, have a touchdown in that game where they waxed the Broncos?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. On a
punt who are we
return.
Talking about?
Kick return.
Percy Harvin?
Percy Harvin.
Percy yep. Harvin, yeah.
He was only traded... he was only traded to the Seahawks, that's it.
Okay.
I believe, yeah. right? I don't know, whatever.
Who did he play for before?
Minnesota.
Vikings.
Okay.
He had headaches right. all the time.
Yeah.
He had coronavirus. yes, whoa. Coronavirus shutting
he had,
everything
he had
down.
COVID, he had COVID-18.
But the
can't
NFL...
Can't shut down
savings.
Video conferencing.
Yeah.
Shout out for your agency.
You can't. So yeah, shout DeAndre out. Hopkins, blockbuster move. And then I saw like this like verified Twitter guy was like, another big trade in the works. And then nothing ever happened out of it. Everyone just like retweeted it 1,000 times and then nothing ever did anything. What?
With the
what's
what?
Up with that?
What's
with
up
who?
With what is going on?
This Twitter guy. This?
Yeah.
Like
big trade?
A verified account.
It happened.
Was,
what are you talking about, dude?
After DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
What was it?
Huge trade. You didn't know the Niners traded DeForest Buckner to the Colts signed him for $21 million a season.
So the Colts don't have a first round pick anymore. So that means the Colts are definitely freeing it up to get Phillip Rivers.
They'd have to be
probably DeForest Buckner $21 million. Is he that good? By the way,
I don't know that. Is he a product of Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa?
Oh,
did that 49ers D line
argument can be made.
Yeah,
no one's talking about it. Let's talk about it.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
so the Niners
let's not talk about it.
So the Eric Niners D-line resigned. Before this, if Buckner really is that good to be worth $21 million a season, Eric Armstead got $84 million and Nick Bosa. Are you kidding me? Like, I didn't appreciate how good that D-line was, apparently, because, I mean, if they're getting that, demanding that kind of money.
No.
I guess maybe because they went to the Super Bowl, but Jesus Christ.
Who's that got tagged with the Chiefs? Was it, what's his name? Chiefs tagged him? The D-lineman?
Chris Jones.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Chris Jones. What did they get? They didn't go. Did they go exclusive tag or trend? Or I don't remember.
I have no idea. What
only
the hell
transition tag was Kenyon Drake.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this is like perfect time, free agency time, where you get two reactions. It's gonna be the little kid who like his dad's recording him, and he's like the biggest DeAndre Hopkins fan in the world, and he like refuses to take the jersey off, or like refuses to come to terms with the fact that he's on a different team. And also it's that meme of the guy poking a thing with a stick being like, do something. And the thing that he's poking has your favorite team's logo on it. So it's yep. that season, so look out. Now the Texans have traded for Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde, and David Johnson since they have like no first-round picks. Browns, Austin Hooper, and Case Keenum. Broncos legend Case Keenum.
Yep.
Broncos legend.
So Case Keenum, 3 years. That's like his, what, fifth team in 5 years?
He scored
years?
The Bears, man, right? Or no, the Browns?
He signed to the Browns.
The Browns,
3 years,
yeah.
$18 million, 10
I'm
going to
call it. This is hot take central
great,
right here.
That's a great deal.
Listen to me. Week one starter with the Browns.
No fucking way,
Case Keenum,
Zach.
Week one starter.
Now, who holds you accountable? Because you can say this. In
you
March.
Hold me accountable. I'll give you.
That's the whole dilemma I had with Scotty. Was
I will
that
give
he'd
you,
say
listen,
about he'd say
listen.
A thousand things and one of them would be right and he'd be like,
listen,
I fucking told
listen,
you.
$15. if it happens, I pay you 50. If it happens, you pay me 30.
Yeah.
I give you 15 if it doesn't.
Yes.
Handshake, gentleman's agreement.
It's done. Handshake. Well,
I get
corona.
15 of that.
Corona elbow bump.
I get
what'd you say, Scotty?
I get 15.
No, you don't get shit. You
I
get the
15,
you get the fuck
Zach
out of town is what you get.
Oh, right.
Make your own side hustles that you're not going to pay up on.
Hey, whatever. He's the best backup in the league. One of them, at least. You know, a great spot starter. But Zach, that's an absurd
Baker
take.
Baker Mayfield's gonna get diagnosed with type 1 diabetes before the season. Not type Christ. 2, not adult onset, the type 1, they just never knew.
Well, circling back to the Houston trade, the best part was as soon as I heard it was DeAndre Hopkins and I saw everyone freaking out, I went to the Houston Texans Twitter account, and their last tweet was 23 hours ago. And it was about, like, the biggest NFL format changes since the Texans came. Like, since we came into the league from 2002, here's what's changed in the NFL. And then it had I think, 21 retweets, 117 likes, and 375 replies. So it's like everyone, they did the thing where like someone dies and they go back to their last tweet and be like, damn, can't be real, rest in peace.
That's hilarious. And
they were just like roasting the Texans in this. Zach, don't call it a comeback here. Pacers down 4.
I know.
We're up 12. Pacers down 2.
Oh, fuck me.
Put a ticket to you, baby. Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Saints.
I have one thing. I don't know if I can even go against what Zach says about the Browns because of the Tennessee game prediction from game one, week one of the season last year.
That's true. We Zach thought he was so wrong. Zach is on fire when it comes to predicting the Browns' first game.
He knows that fat fuck behind center isn't going to let this happen.
Hey, fat fucks, no fat fucks. Tristan Thompson, you bitch. Ooh, double. Double. Let's go.
Zach just real recognized.
Real recognized real. Fat recognized fat.
Oh, Zach's going to go to Browns training camp and do a jersey swap with Baker Mayfield.
I have,
I'll just
I have
go
breaking
knee,
news
I'll just go
for
kneecap
you guys.
Him just to make just to
Scotty
make sure.
Has breaking news.
Okay.
Scotty, you are live.
Byron Jones is now a Miami Dolphin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about
that
pre.
Fair.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? No, guys, act surprised.
Yeah, that's on me.
Yeah. Well, it's on me.
85 years, 82.5 million, 50.
85 years? 85 years.
Yeah,
wow.
Dude, over, I think he's got over 50 million guaranteed.
He's making
57
80
million,
guaranteed.
And 2 years in the first 2 years. Million. In the first 2 years, he gets 40 million of that guaranteed.
Damn.
And I have a 4-year
CV
reference
market.
Attached to it, Shelby.
Hit me.
So after Byron Jones and Bradberry goes to the Giants on 3 years for $45 million. Here are the cornerbacks still available in free agency.
Yeah.
Logan Ryan.
Who?
Chris Harris Jr.
Who?
Kendall Fuller. Desmond Trufant.
Yeah.
Prince Amukamara.
Just straight up released.
Darquez Dennard. Aqib Talib. Xavier Rhodes. Ronald Darby. Trumaine Johnson. Jimmy Smith. Brian Poole. Vernon Hargraves. Eli Apple. Brashad Breeland. Some talent.
Oh
out
my
there.
Gosh, dude.
The Ravens are going to, like, that's why I don't care that Jimmy Smith is going to be gone.
That's the least
care.
Surprising name I even gave a fuck from that list, Zach.
I literally would take all 15 of those guys.
I know, yeah. Dude.
That's.
In a team that has a horrible defense, how do the Bengals not, like, sign at least two of those guys?
Well, dude, well, it's like a
they have one of you guys on there.
It's a two-way street where free agents have to come want to come to them too.
That's true, but you got Joe Burrow now. Like that's got to be like a selling point.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. A young coach you can walk all over. You got to be able to have that as a selling point.
I know, I'm just saying is that you know if
cuz Mike Brown's not going to let him spend any money.
If it's between the Bengals and the Ravens or the Bengals and the Chiefs, what do you think is going to happen? Like,
that's true.
Oh, we could win a Super Bowl here and this team is clearly rebuilding. So I don't know.
I don't know. I think there's some talent out there.
The Bengals need two of those guys when they have two starting corners already. But,
well, is one of them Kirkpatrick?
And William Jackson.
Ew.
Scotty, big news for you. The Release Saints them. Put a first-round tender on Taysom Hill.
Ooh.
That's hilarious.
So he's going to be a Saint because no one's going to give up a first-rounder for Taysom Hill.
Exactly.
No one. Good
Love
for
that.
You.
This is a good move. Well, they called that. I remember... They were talking about that. It was so funny because they were talking about this on sports radio like the day Kobe died, before he died. This was all they were talking about was the Saints since the Pro Bowl was going on, and they were talking about how
right.
Russell Wilson was letting Drew Brees start. It's like, oh, what does this mean? And they're like, well, they have to do if you know the guy on the I don't remember what guy it was on the radio show, but he said they're gonna hit him with a first round tender and they're gonna let Teddy Bridgewater walk. And I was like, I don't know. I think they hold on to Teddy Bridgewater because. you know, Taysom Hill's kind of old and a little unproven, but he fucking nothing but net called it.
Well, speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, he was like a bear for like 2 hours, and then it was like, yeah. No, they're actually going after Andy Dalton and Nick Foles.
And Nick Foles, yeah. So
he's not confirmed to the Bears?
No. I swear he was for like 2 hours. Yeah, I wrote it down. Teddy Bridgewater to Chicago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so right-handed Tebow stays in New Orleans. We have, I think, the offensive tackle, Jake Conklin.
Got a tech.
Conklin? Yeah. Conklin? Conklin. This is my Crocs, Lynn.
Conklin. He did?
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, 3 years. $42 million, $30 million guaranteed.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh. Other news, Hayden Hurst to Atlanta for picks.
Yeah, I tell you what, I like it because
we get a second rounder out of it.
Well, yeah, we get a second rounder. We only give up a fourth, and it was the fourth. It was our compensatory fourth, so it was a late fourth. And we get that second and a fifth back, right? No, we got a fifth back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fantastic. It's just very reassuring to me that it seems like we have a fantastic new GM. We went from a great GM to another good GM, and that really instills a lot of confidence, man. I know you guys don't care. You hate the Ravens. Scotty doesn't give a shit about the Ravens, and
Scotty
dislikes the Ravens for some reason. Don't know why.
You don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know see why he would dislike the Ravens.
2012.
Well, that's on him. They had that game in the bag. He shouldn't hate anybody but
himself.
That's
on me. Sorry, I just woke up on my nap to fuck up. That's on me. Like, I fucking... Raheem Moore, fuck up this play because I'm fucking going to sabotage myself.
You should hate the Seahawks more than you should hate me. But instead, you want to...
Seahawks didn't break my heart.
Russell Wilson's baby mama.
Other news... AJ Green franchise tag, Dak franchise tag, yada, yada, yada. Adam Schefter on TV. I saw him break the Eric Flowers to the Dolphins. And it was funny because, like, Schefter was beating Rappaport by, like, 30 seconds for every scoop.
Yeah.
And it's like Rappaport would tweet something. The first, like, 12 comments were like, late!
Yeah. I love it.
Everyone's so inside just ready to pounce on just fucking like, rap sheet.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and it's like in the NBA when somebody does something like 20 seconds after the Woj bomb, it's like, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. Because NBA Twitter is so much more vicious than NFL Twitter.
Dude. NBA Twitter's cutthroat.
It is so cutthroat.
Last but not least, our coveted free agent of the period is none other than Thomas Brady. And there's a new favorite to sign him. That'd be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers.
That's minus hilarious. -150 on Oddshark.
Yes, and Scotty was like, oh, man, Philip Rivers going to the Buccaneers for show. For show.
Doesn't seem like that's going to be the case.
New England at +110, Chargers still at +600. Then I heard, like, it's not really down to just the Patriots and Bucks anymore. The Chargers are still involved.
They're doing their due diligence, I hear, but to the Colts is Rivers.
Yeah, who is the Chargers going to have a quarterback next year?
I mean, they're going to draft Justin Herbert or someone.
Please don't. Do you think draft
okay,
Tua.
Let's so can we make a bet right now that the starter week one for the Chargers is going to be
You bet with Scotty.
Listen, okay, Scotty, here's the proposition. You tell me what you think. God. So, these are the two options. These are the two
Just pick whatever you these don't want to happen, Scotty.
These are the two options.
Okay, cool.
The starter week one for the Chargers is going to be a rookie that they drafted. Or it's going to be some veteran that they signed.
It's going to be a rookie that they drafted.
Okay, I'll take the other one. But the odds are in your favor. So I give you 10, you give me 15. I give you 5, you give me 10.
What's the terms?
I like the first option, the 10-15, because I 10-15. What are we going to bet in the meantime? Nothing.
Write it down.
This is my highest.
I know, exactly. Well, the NBA simulations, apparently, because this is lit. We're up two with 6 minutes left.
This is fun.
This is so much fun.
Oh, I'm going to do this a lot.
All right. So you better buy it. You better download it. It's probably on sale. It's probably like $20.
Tight game. Okay.
Brogdon, you
last
bitch.
But not least, NFL, still going to proceed with a draft, like I said. No fans, but like I... Done.
Who gives
I've
a shit?
That.
Don't even have the players there. Like, you don't even have to have the players there.
FaceTime, you ain't catching anything.
Yeah.
But like when the when
just put
the
a Skype video call of the number one pickup on the big screen. That's all you have to do.
When the NCAA tournament first said like we're not gonna
fuck
have
you, bitch.
We're not gonna have fans. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. And then like it got to the terms of canceling it, and I'm like, okay, no fans. Like,
no fans.
I'll behave. Like, I would give up my child, my firstborn, to like have the tournament.
I would just start pumping and dumping however many kids you need. Let's get it done.
You know what's so awesome about recording today, and like the fact that there's no other sports around us or games to bet on, is like there has been so much NFL news. I mean, there's so much that we haven't even touched on. Eric Flowers went to wherever the fuck he went for
Miami.
Years. Dolphins for 3 years, $30 million. The Falcons not only released Trufant, but they also released Devontae Freeman. That's huge.
I know,
news.
Right?
That's your boy, Scotty.
That's my boy. But that's just what the Broncos need, another undersized running back.
Yeah, Freeman's good. I'm surprised.
You had the pickup when he broke out. You remember in fantasy? You had the pickup.
Oh, yeah.
I was so mad. Because I picked him up in my other league, and then I went to go pick him up, and it was like, trade proposal? Fuck!
Other league guy.
Well, that's the problem, is I pulled the trigger in my other league before I pulled the trigger in our league, and that was my mistake.
Can't do that.
Because I came to it, and I was like, oh, okay, I got him, and like literally 30 seconds between pickups, and I went, and it said proposed trade, and I was like, God damn it.
You can't manage fantasy league. Team like that, man. You can't.
You can't. So I don't think we touched on Tom Hanks getting coronavirus, which I hate to just intersect right in the middle of all this free agency.
What?
But it needs to be talked about.
He's doing okay.
Yeah,
he'll be all right.
They're doing all right.
If you saw the video that his
I'm about to say.
Okay,
that.
Go ahead.
His son
Chet.
Yeah, his son Chet. He said
the rapper Chet Hanks, which is short for Chester, probably Chesterfield.
Right, I got this. Okay. Chet was shirtless and he's got like a million tattoos
and lives in what looks like a government public housing apartment.
He said, and I quote, this is so good. He's like, yeah. He's like, you probably heard the news. My parents have coronavirus. It's crazy. This shit is. He said, my parents have coronavirus. It's crazy. This shit is bunk. This shit is bunk.
Have you seen that video? Have you seen that video of him at the Golden Globes where he's talking in patois?
No.
Like he's like a Jamaican accent.
When I first saw him, I knew I hated him.
His name's Chet.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's really breaking news, okay? One of the cornerbacks is now off the market, and Prince Amukamara is replaced in Chicago for none other than... Oh, no,
Chris
I'm
Harris.
Lying. No, I'm lying. I read that wrong.
Am I going to have to cut this out?
Why?
I read that wrong. It's not Jimmy Smith, and it's not a cornerback.
So what?
It's Jimmy Grant,
news, Scotty,
to the Bears.
Okay.
Tight end.
Okay. Tight end to the Bears. Okay.
Oh, he's staying
division
in the
rival.
Division.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
So we get two potential Jimmy Graham revenge games.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. I really fumbled the bag on that one. My bad.
You guys missed the fucking free throw.
He made one out of two. I'll never forgive Jimmy Graham for that phantom touchdown week one against the Bears.
Yeah. Fuck him.
That guy. That was bunk.
Dude, ain't nothing more bunk than Jimmy Graham's flaw touchdown week one.
That's the new word, dude.
Bunk of the week.
It's bunk.
Yeah, it's like bunk of Cavaliers the week. Are going to beat the Pacers out. Right? Shit is bunk, dude.
I'm fucking, dude. I'm officially renaming our doghouse of the week to bunk of the week.
Bunk of the week.
That's what it is.
That is perfect.
Your boy, Zach, Idris Elba.
Diagnosed as a motherfucker. Minor, I hardly know her.
He's got the corona, and the only thing I know he's a great actor, and I guess he's a rapper too.
Oh, he was a rapper before he was an actor.
Yeah,
and a DJ.
But the only thing I can think about with him is the hot wing video.
Oh, really?
Where he like eats the hot wings. He's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That was around when Zika was hot, because remember he said the mosquito when they hit someone with
Easy
Zika
now.
They're like, oh.
Prayers up.
Prayers up.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I guess he's not Black Superman.
Well, yeah, obviously. All right, bracket time. We went through the worst of our March Sadness bracket, and we have 32 remaining, and now it's the best of 32. We've added a caveat. Good idea by Zach.
Yeah, let's
I'll give props.
Okay. Yeah.
I got you.
Just don't spill the coffee all over my mixer.
So Zach's idea for every single one of these was to keep adding a caveat to it to make it even worse. So, because we've already argued back and forth on these,
right.
So it would just get repetitive.
Make it fresh and new.
Fresh and new. So we have 32 brand new, same old.
You got to keep the Gen Zers interested.
Right.
That's the market.
There's a little tidbit of extra info on each one. So here we go. Next game, I have Miami plus 3.5 at Portland. Simulated game. I'm down 4-0. Okay.
Cool.
First matchup. Scott, are you ready?
He's muted.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Here we go. First matchup of the East region. You have to get braces at 27, and you have to get pink rubber bands for a year. Or you
Yikes.
Have to get a T-Mobile plan because you work at T-Mobile in downtown Dayton.
So let me just say this. So the way that we set this up, and this will kind of explain the reactions that we have. So Shelby and I just split. So Shelby did 16 and I did 16, but I don't know any of the 16 that Shelby did.
Right.
So it's kind of like I'm going to be just as shocked at half of these, which
right.
I love.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to let me just start this off by saying fuck Miami. And also, they just made a hit. Okay. So I'd rather work at T-Mobile.
They made a hit. Who are they killing?
It's not. What would you rather? It's what is the worst?
What's worse is the pink. Yeah.
Pink braces? I think working at a T-Mobile and having a T-Mobile plan is worse.
I disagree. I agree with Zach.
You think the pink braces?
Overruled. You have to have braces.
Those are worse.
The pink.
Because, I don't like those because, with T-Mobile, I mean, sometimes hating your job is inevitable, mm-hmm. but at least you can control your life outside of it with braces. You're just a douchebag everywhere.
Yeah, so
I guess it's probably
It's a high traffic area. You get a discount on your mobile plan. You're going to make a lot of commission working in downtown Dayton. Sure, these people can't afford their phone plans, but they're
Why
coming
do you have
in
to name drop Dayton?
Up.
Are raccoons
that was how
getting
it,
cell phone
he
plans
didn't,
in Dayton?
He didn't hear the last bit of the prompt.
No, I just choose not to hear Dayton shit.
Oh,
it was, you have to work at Dayton, you have to work at T-Mobile, and it's in downtown Dayton.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have our first team in the Sweet 16, so good for
braces. Good for braces. This is a good time for braces.
This makes me sad because, like, everyone's like, oh, go play, like, show the best college basketball games on ESPN. And I'm like, I don't want to watch those because it makes me miss March Madness even
right.
more. It's like,
the
I
same
just,
reason I'm like, if you release,
the
if the NCAA releases a bracket, I'm going to go find where Mark Emmert lives, and I'm going to do something
no,
to him.
We should,
for legal reasons,
we
I'm
should
not
going to
say what,
on,
but I'm going to do something.
We should all just get on shrooms and watch like the March Madness from 09, if you don't
micro,
remember.
Yeah,
the,
microdose shrooms and watch.
That's honestly what I'm thinking is, I have a PS2, and I'm going to get NCAA like 09 on it, and get it to the March Madness portion, and everyone can just come
yep.
over one day, and let's bet on them.
Love it.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Love
says, no, I, that. Actually, that sounds like fun. Okay.
Next
one. Help a friend move. This is where we add up
Ooh, what
a
did you
five
add?
Flight walk up
oh.
once a week for
oh,
a year.
Five floors? Okay.
Because it was help a friend move once a week
yeah.
for a year.
Now it's
now
it's five
now
stairs.
It's a five flight walk up with no elevator.
Ooh.
Or get a face tattoo. And it's of a portrait of your hated ex.
Your most hated ex.
Most hated ex. Which
That's
is,
worse.
Which, yeah.
That's worse.
Face tattoo's worse. That's
And of some bitch's face on your face forever. Definitely worse.
No. Yeah, fuck that.
All right. Two in the Sweet 16 in the East region.
Love it.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
All right. This is a very good second round matchup.
Oh.
Okay, you are
Is it
in
a Civil War?
You are in a rental.
No.
You are in
okay.
a rental. You're driving a rental car and you cause a six car accident with no deaths. You don't have insurance, and one of the people you hit is your boss. Or you have to fight in the Civil War.
Oh, it is.
And you're a Confederate soldier.
Oh, fuck. Damn, dude. These are this is a fucking
Civil War.
Heavyweight
Civil
matchup.
Civil War. I'm going all in.
Yeah,
this is my favorite to win the tournament.
Me too.
I can't wait to see what more we add.
Yeah, I think it has to be Civil War.
Guys, what if your boss is a dick though?
then you kind of you don't.
What do you
hate
mean?
It.
What do you mean? What if?
Yeah. So
I'm a dude who roots for the upsets. Okay.
I think Civil War, and you're on the Confederate side.
Give me some.
Not only are you fighting in the Civil War, but you're also fighting to keep slavery. So, Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Civil War moves to the Sweet 16.
No joking aside, I am also on Civil War.
next round.
All right.
You last... fight in the Civil War, you're on the Confederate side, and your wife is not your cousin.
All right, last matchup in the second round of the East Region, which is worse. You can only drink milk working out, and it's skim milk.
Oh!
Or you're on acid every time you see your grandparents, and so are they.
Skim milk,
I just have to, wouldn't that be acid better? One. I'm going to say acid one on this one. Your grandparents are rolling, and
yeah,
so
me
are
too.
You.
I was going to say skim milk just because I think milk working out, at least if you're both on acid, you're both tripping balls, and like they're not going to be like, they might
But then it gets weirder.
My grandfather might have a heart attack. He's already got heart problems. Mark me down
There's
for acid.
There's no deaths in this.
Okay, okay.
Unless it's Civil That's War true. Where you
I don't
just
know.
Assume you're going
to
die.
I guess the only... situation where I'd like
because I would die
is if I'm watching a UK game with my grandma, because if she's watching that on acid and so am I wouldn't even know what to do with myself.
Okay, so looks like I'm on milk, you guys are on acid grandparents.
Acid grandparents.
Scotty,
breaking news. Yes, I'm on acid grandparents, but I have breaking news. Linebacker Kyle Van Noy from the Patriots is off the board and not to New England. He goes to the division rival with Brian Flores, reuniting at the Dolphins in Miami.
Dolphins be active.
Wild, bro. They're spending so much money to end up going 6-10.
Wow. Brian Flores.
Write it down now. 6-10 Dolphins next year.
Does this mean like definitely Tua going to Miami, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to get a huge QB.
But like, they're still going to probably, I bet their week one starter is going to be Fitz.
I will take that bet.
$10 even money.
Even? Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can name a favorite.
It doesn't. It's just a rookie versus Fitz. Right?
I would put Tua as a favorite over Fitz. Did you watch his games he played last year?
Fitz had good games. What are you talking about?
Off that Ravens game
alone.
Scotty,
you can have the field and I'll take Fitz.
Oh, that's easy. Easy, man.
10 even. All right.
All right.
Second round matchups in the South region. South region, first matchup. You can only drink orange-flavored Coke Zero for a year, and it's room temperature. Or the only job reference you have is a 12-year-old Twitch streamer, and if your job calls him for a reference, he'll drop the N-word.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse. That's so much worse.
At first, it wasn't going to be worse, but the included parameter has made it worse.
Oh, yeah. That is worse.
I was proud of that one. Show me 12-year-old N-word.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I thought about doing with if I had gotten the Civil War one. It was if it was like you have to fight in the Civil War and you're an African American.
Oh God!
Oh Zach. No!
I like Family Guy when they do this. Like, so it's either get a massage from a guy or die. All right, next matchup in the South region. You can only pay your bills in U.S. mail, and you can't use your own mailbox.
You have to find a mailbox away from your home.
We know how mail works.
That's not too bad.
Get a base hit off Aroldis Chapman, and the ball has to leave the infield.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse. Instantly
worse. That's way
worse.
Think so?
Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
Base hit off Chapman.
I have to drive an extra 5 miles anytime I want to mail something once every 3 years, or...
That's how often you pay your bills.
Exactly.
Oh, I guess that's true. I forgot about the pay bills. Yeah, that is pretty bad. There's no way. Aroldis Chapman, that's a Final Four entry.
Tell your company, or tell your landlord to like get with the times and find some online purchase or online payment.
I'm saying you can't do that.
That's the prompt. All right, next matchup.
No, whatever.
Anytime you get ice cream, it melts in 90 seconds, and you can't drink it. Or you can never lose weight, only gain, and it disproportionately goes to your gut.
That's the only place.
Oh, no, easily the second one.
Yeah, I can deal with ice cream.
Yep.
All right,
that's a Final Four matchup.
This is all chalk right now.
Yeah.
Chalk.
We don't have seeds, but it feels like it's all chalk.
Oh, it's chalk season. All right.
Baby.
You can only go... This is a tough one. You can only go in-store shopping, no online, and you have to pay in change. Or you have to get clarinet lessons once a week, and you also have to perform at your church once a month.
Oh! Well, for me, that's double fold because I don't have a church. So now I have to go find a church and that's play just awful hassle. Clarinet. Oh.
You just clarinet for the Sunday church people at the end of the service. At the end of the service, they just want to go to like Chili's for lunch.
It's like that. It's like that chick who's like the
that actually sounds
the
fun.
Pastor's wife or the like a deacon's wife who has a lot of swing and they're not good at singing, but they think they're really good at singing.
I'm not saying you get to go to Chili's. I'm saying the people you're playing for are like just ready to go to Chili's. They're like done with church, and you come up there honking on the clarinet. All right.
The next parameter this moves on is it has to be like you have to play for at least 20 minutes.
We'll put it up to the advisory board and see what they think.
What's the vote is the big thing.
That's worse.
The clarinet?
I can't play instrument.
I have to go the other way, but I'm getting overruled.
And I have stage fright.
I'm going clarinet because I can't play instruments.
All right, I'm the only one here that plays an instrument, so it's like, at least I have the groundwork.
Clarinet to the Sweet 16. Next region is the Midwest region. And the first matchup in that region, which is worse? You know what happens when you die, but you can't tell anybody. And the answer is that everyone goes to hell for subtle things that they could easily fix.
All right.
Or...
Oh, my God. Okay.
You have to put on wet socks when you leave the house.
Oh, boy.
And they're underneath flip-flops.
Oh! So you get that flip-flop thong shoved into your toe.
I hate wet socks. That's my vote.
Mine's going to be the other one, though.
Mine's
really
also
bad.
The other one. Knowing what happens.
And it's something that could so easily be fixed. And
I can live with it.
You look... Okay, so you're telling me that you look into your loved one's eyes, whether it's the lady you're with now or whoever you end up marrying, and you know she's going to hell because of the way she, like, clips her toenails or, you know, does something menial. Something that she could easily fix, but nope, she's going to hell and you can't tell her why.
I would find like solace in really finding, bad. Like, people I hate. I would find solace in, like, people who cut me in line.
Okay,
like, you're going to hell, you fat fuck.
I guess that's
fuck.
Fine, but Scotty's a narcissist.
Are you skinny
Let's
fuck? You can be all
down.
Fucking...
All right, next matchup. You No showers. You have
Nah, dude, I just hate wet socks.
No sorry, showers. You have to take baths for a year, and they're ice baths. Or anytime you sneeze, a dog gets his tail stepped on, and it's a dog that just got adopted from the shelter less than a week ago.
It's better than a dog in a shelter,
is,
so I'm still going to go with the bath.
That one's worse.
I'm going to go with the dog.
Yeah. Dap me up, baby.
You're Scotty, dapping up girls, really, Frankie. You can't take a couple ice baths to save a dog? You get used to it.
Yeah.
The only thing Zach said that was funny about this... Last time was, he's like, you know, you're just trying to really quickly take a shower before work, and you've got to sit in the bath.
To draw a whole ass bath.
Yeah, dude, here's the thing. Like, I don't know. Am I selfish here? Like, you think about it. So you take an ice bath. That affects you, like, a lot. But then a dog gets its tail stepped on. You don't know how hard it, like, and it recovers in 5 seconds, and it's just like, oops, like an oopsie daisy. I step on my dog's tail sometimes, not on purpose.
You're fucking
but like,
narcissist.
Jesus.
Right. I mean, it comes back to me that when I, like, you have a sneeze building up and you're like thinking about a dog that's about to get its tail stepped on somewhere.
And it just got adopted.
And
it's gone through so
adopted.
Much trauma
right.
already.
But here's the thing, it just got adopted, so it's in a great place. If it like
no.
if this dog was in a shelter, that would like
Scotty,
making problems
Scotty,
worse.
Shut up for a second.
This dog's life is already turning around actively.
But the dog doesn't know that. Like when a dog just gets adopted, it doesn't realize, "Oh, I'm about to go to a great place." It's like, "I'm going from this awful place that I just came to this awful place from
Good
an awful
point.
Place. Am I going to go to another awful place? Oh, and my tail's getting stepped on."
So this clearly sucks.
Yeah. They don't know that.
Yeah, but then again, like,
nope.
If you...
It doesn't matter. We've already moved on. Next topic.
No, it... all right.
He's wrong.
It's okay. All right, next matchup.
He's a dog hater.
You have to work...
Wait, sorry. Wait. Just walked in, and I had to pause. I have more on the dog.
I don't want more on the dog. Can we just go to the next one?
No.
I'm not going to change my vote. I'll just preface right. that now.
No, I'm good. No, I'm actually just kidding. I love dogs, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds like it. Cause
I guess we'll have to take
sacrifice breaking the news. Dog's tail
I guess
so
we'll
have to
take your
back.
Animal hating word for it.
Breaking news, Scotty. Breaking news?
The dog wouldn't break it, lose its tail. Former Steelers defensive tackle Javon Hargrave is going to the Eagles on a 3-year deal worth $39
million. Cool.
All right.
$26 million guaranteed, 13 per year.
That's pretty
highest
cool.
paid nose tackle in the NFL.
What? More than
he becomes the highest paid nose
Brandon
tackle
Williams?
In the NFL.
He's probably not up for his first contract yet.
I don't know. He's the highest. Next matchup. You have to work open to close at a Burger King every NFL Sunday, and the lobby TV is playing a Sunday sermon the whole time.
Instead of.
Or you have to invite your coworkers to a Young Sheldon watch party every Friday until the series ends, and you have to order in $50 worth of food.
I'd say the first one's worse because the food would make it better.
I think it's the first one Scotty and I have agreed on.
Yeah, the first one, it is better. I just picture, like, you have to just sit there with a whole-ass spread every Friday.
And nobody,
no one
you
shows
have to
up.
Throw it in the trash.
Right, no one shows up. But it is Burger King working. That's the worst one. On to the Sweet
During
16.
During NFL Sunday, come on.
Exactly. And it's like they have the possibility of putting the game on, but they don't. They have
a Sunday sermon.
Sunday sermon.
All right, next matchup. Final one of the Midwest region. Decide the 12th team in the Sweet 16.
Oh, boy.
Your first round fantasy football draft pick doesn't play for 10 years, but you have to keep them on the roster because there's a chance they might come back. Or you have to clean a frat every Sunday for a year, and it's at Duke University.
Duke is worse.
Yep.
I would say worse. Duke's worse. You're still playing fantasy football at the end of the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Clean a frat. Duke, on to the Sweet 16.
That was, yeah.
Hey, you know what one of these should have been? Should have been like, coronavirus cancels every sport imaginable. Or then what's worse, and then the Corona would just win because this
nothing,
shit fucking sucks.
Yeah.
All right, West region, final region to decide the Sweet 16.
How many matches we got? Four?
Four. First matchup of the West region, a popcorn kernel gets stuck in your teeth every time you cuss, and you can't get it out no matter what for 24 hours. Or you're at the DMV, and there's no air conditioning, and they're serving ticket number 21, and you have ticket number 89.
Oh, God.
At least that's momentary. I'm going to go with the popcorn kernel, because that's something that's going to happen a lot. I cuss a lot. I'm going to go with popcorn kernel.
Yeah, I'll go with that, too.
We'll see. I was going to go DMV for sure.
Really?
That's okay. I was going to go for that for a second, but then, like, then I realized, how much do I actually fucking cuss? It's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
Mello,
okay.
Come on.
So DMV doesn't win. It's the popcorn kernel with a trip to the Sweet 16.
Quick update on our live bet NBA simulation. We are on Miami, Portland, and Portland is up 28-23, but Miami is making me nervous.
Because, it's fine, Zach. You'll win.
Ugh. I don't know. They're getting a lot of boards.
This is
what's the spread here?
3.5.
3.5. Currently covering, but there's 2.5 minutes left in the second.
I can't make a layup. All right. Yeah. Next matchup.
Neither can we. Hello. Oh, Mello with the drip.
Every breakfast for a year is instant oatmeal made with water and not milk, and it's always too hot at first, so you can't eat it right away. Or you have to sprint everywhere under 2 miles, and you must scream, "I'm sprinting," when you're doing it.
That's worse.
That is worse.
That's worse.
That's way worse.
All right.
That's going to make it to the final four.
Sprinting everywhere under 2 miles. Just how many times you'd forget? Oh, okay, I have my next cameo too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't
all right.
spoil it.
Two more matchups. You can only use 1-ply toilet paper for a year, and you can only wipe once.
Oof.
Or you're at a sold-out sporting event, and your cell phone rings during the national anthem to a Party in the USA ringtone, and you can't find your cell phone.
Oh my God.
And you don't, and you have it set up to where it doesn't go to voicemail. It just keeps ringing and ringing. No, that would be a caveat for the next one. Okay.
I'm sticking with Party in the USA.
I have to go toilet paper.
Wow.
As someone who, like, uses one, like, you work at a place that supplies one ply toilet paper. If I only had one wipe.
You working at the Krusty Krab, bro?
Yeah, I would. Shelby, I'm with you. I would go. Damn. I would go with the party in the USA.
Okay,
that would have been an upset.
I can't wait for that. For the next caveat for that one.
Zach, did you personally buy all of your local Kroger's toilet paper so no one else could have it?
I did not. We have like maybe eight. We have maybe like 6 to 8 rolls left, and we're starting to sweat.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
All right, last matchup of the pod. Final spot man. In the Sweet 16. This is the Sunday night game.
Sunday.
Sunday night game at like 10:58 p.m. All right. Your mom gets an email every time you watch porn, and you get one every time she watches it. or all your shits are post-shower, and you just ate Skyline.
The mom one. Oh, mom one.
The mom one.
Mom one is worse.
Mom one's worse.
All right. Mom
That's going to get interesting the next round.
Yeah. All right, so here's a recap of the Sweet 16.
Let me just say this real quick.
Let me say this real quick. Yeah.
So my wife, I told her how funny this episode was going to be, the last one that we did.
Yeah.
And so she listened to it, and before she got to the whole, you know, she shared it on her Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, my mom is friends with her on Facebook. I'm like... maybe undo that real quick. She was like, okay. Because it's like out there for 30 minutes. Like, hopefully mom didn't get on Facebook. Like, I hope my mom is not a podcast listener. I do and I don't.
My mom supports our podcast.
CJ McCollum just hit a 35-footer off the glass at the buzzer. And the Trailblazers lead the Heat by 13 at half.
Ooh.
All right. Yikes. Here are your Sweet 16 matchups on Thursday for the right to go to the Elite Eight. You have to get – and remember, we're adding something to each one of these. So Braces at 27 in their pink rubber bands.
That's going
to
be interesting.
You're a Civil War soldier, and you're on the Confederate side. You're on acid every time you see your grandparents, and so are they. You have to get a face tattoo, and it's a portrait of your most hated ex. Your only job reference is a 12-year-old Twitch streamer, and if your job calls them for a reference, they drop the N-word. You can never lose weight, only gain it, and it disproportionately goes to your gut. Final matchup of the South region, clarinet lessons once a week, and then you had to perform at your church for once every month. And again, that will go against, you have to get a base hit off Aroldis Chapman, and it has to leave the infield. Lastly, two more regions, Sweet 16 matchup. You know what happens when you die, and you can't tell anyone, and you find out everyone goes to hell, and it's for something really minor that can be fixed. And that will go against, you're working every NFL Sunday open to close at Burger King, and they're playing a TV. They're playing a Sunday sermon on the lobby TV, so they can turn on the games.
The worst.
Yeah. Next matchup, you have to clean a frat once every Sunday for a year, and it's at Duke University. And that will go against, every time you sneeze, a dog that just got adopted less than a week ago gets its tail stepped
on. That's going to be a hard one.
West region matchup. A popcorn kernel is stuck in your teeth every time you cuss, and you can't get it out for 24 hours no matter what. That will go against, you're at a sold-out sporting event, and your phone rings Party in the USA ringtone, and you can't find your phone. Last matchup of the Sweet 16. Your mom gets an email every time you watch porn, and you get one when she watches it. And that will go against, you have to sprint everywhere you go under 2 miles, and you have to scream, I'm sprinting. Everywhere you go.
I'm sprinting.
Is that our show?
Can you, real quick, can you imagine if you were at a funeral?
Oh my god!
And
gosh.
You have to go to the bathroom, and it's like at the.
What do you mean? You're having to run in place when you're in line to see the body.
What if you're a pallbearer?
I'm sprinting.
You're going to see. The open casket.
Guys, what if you're a pallbearer to that ceremony or to the cemetery that's right outside?
And you just have to full force pull like, on the casket.
You're just like, guys, I have to. Hey, Scotty, what's a pallbearer?
I didn't know up until a couple
Two
years
ago.
You didn't know what a pallbearer was?
They asked him at a funeral, and he's like, what's that?
Scotty, how do you spell pallbearer?
I'm going to sprint out of here.
I'm sprinting.
Is that our show?
That's our show.
All right. Take care.